to sort of take one and pass it back, kind of a deal. So this is a, thanks Claire, this is a backwards planning template, and anybody ever heard of understanding by design? So, yeah, right. So this comes from that, and this is sort of a simplified version. So, you know, Claire just said some of these grants are ending, programs are ending. What you tell the students, I think what you tell the students is you focus on the project that you're working on, and you focus on the performance, the sharing, and getting from here where you are now to the end of the year. One of the best ways to, I don't need this, right? I don't need this. One of the best ways to keep your students engaged, you know, one of the best ways for students to stay engaged is for students to know what they're working towards, to have clear goals and objectives, and feel like they're really making concrete steps towards something that's attainable and real. So this backwards planning template, let's take a look at this. The slide's not up. That's okay. So you basically, the idea is that you start at the top, right? The 10th week is the sharing. So up here is the screening of my film, listening party of the record we made, our dance performance, our performance, whatever it is, our gallery opening, right? And so that you start with the end result. Oh, there you go. Okay. So you start with the end result. The workshop I just sat in on with Chanel and was about photo essays and digital storytelling, visual storytelling, and what we got to experience was like a really thoughtfully scaffolded, we experienced part of a thoughtfully scaffolded process that led to a final project. So planning backwards is sort of the same idea, like starting with the performance or a film screening, I'll just say, right? So the top box here is the screening of our film. But the next box, what has to happen the week before so that film can screen? Okay, well, we have to make fine cut edits and soundtrack has to be laid down here. What happens the week before that so that those things can be done? Well, the storyboarding has to be complete and all rough cut edits have to be done. What has to be done in order to get there? Well, the script has to be complete and cast. So that's the idea, just working backwards towards the end goal. Obviously, this is just a place to sort of sketch big ideas. I think that's in the slide somewhere, right? Keep the results sort of big idea-ish. This isn't you're not going to fit a whole lesson plan into three lines, right? But hopefully this is a tool that once you work through it, what you'll have is you'll have 10 weeks worth of milestones of activities, things that you know your students need to be able to do and that they need to know in order to reach the end game.
If you have a co-teacher, this is an excellent communication device too, so that if they're not on the board or if they don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, this really gives them a realistic visual to be like, oh, got it, okay, this is what I can do to help support this plan.
Yeah. And I think one other thing I want to say that Wojo brought up in our group is that the best laid plans can come to a screeching halt or go off the bridge when you show up for your weekly session and there's a fire drill or a field trip or half the class is sick or so, right? So when you're thinking about these sort of these milestones and this 10-week backwards planning, maybe give yourself a cushion week in here too. Any questions, comments? Anybody used anything like this before? Oh, yes, cool, yeah, okay, all right. And if you want a digital version of this, we can email it out, yeah, okay.
Jamel, when we just had our last activity, Jamel was in the group, and he kind of hinted at that, and he was like, maybe try starting with the ending and work your way back. And I've been told that before, but what's really weird is that no matter, I've been told that before, but usually when you're with different organizations I work with, they still tell you start at one and get to there, but I've never been given a lesson plan to start at the end. And, you know what I mean? They say, well, start, figure out where you want to land the scaffold back, but you always have to start at one. Because sometimes it can be difficult, like, but starting at the ending, like literally here,
yeah,
it really helps to hear it and then see it the same way.
Okay, cool. And maybe, you know, like, everybody use this however it works for you. Maybe you start with the end and you articulate what that final sharing thing is going to be.
Yeah.
And then maybe you do need to go back to one because you know what next week's lesson is, and then kind of fill in the middle and work towards that. So whatever works for you, it's just I found it a really helpful tool in the past when I've been teaching to start with that end game and then just kind of work my way backwards. So. Yeah. Anything else? Thoughts? Cool. All right. I think we wanted to spend some time just sort of reflecting on today and getting some feedback. I don't know if who's going to do it?
Jamel.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Jamel.
Jamel, take it away.
Hi, Lynn. Oh.